It's oxygen.
What is up, y'all? It is your boy, ABK, and thank you for entering back into the nigger room. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all. And today it is February 10th, 2019, and it's currently 8:20 p.m. And today's Sunday, so y'all know that means it's time for some Sunday motivation. Let's get it. And today, you know, I just want to touch up on the fact that mental health is really important in the process. It's just as important as physical health. If not, it might be even more important than physical health, you know? Because you really can't have one without the other. If your mind is right and your body isn't, then you won't feel good physically. Same thing goes for mentally. If your body's right but your mind isn't right, then you're not going to feel good mentally. And I don't just mean mental is how you're feeling. I'm talking about if you actually love yourself. Not talking about just if you're having a bad day or not. I'm talking about if you have the confidence in yourself for you to live life to your fullest potential without having to worry about what other people have to say about you, you know? They say sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you. That's some BS. That's some bull-ass shit, because guess what? Words do hurt. Realistically speaking, at the end of the day, when we look at it, words do hurt. There are so many people who are really concerned about what others have to say about them, whether it be about how they look, whether it be about how they talk, whether it be about their occupation, etc., etc. Don't you think that will fuck up anybody's mentality or their mental state, period? Like, let's say that you're made fun of about something about your life. Like, for instance, you're like getting laughed at, oh, you have big feet or some shit like that, or oh, you have a big nose or a big forehead or something like that, and you get repeated about that thing over and over and over and over and over and over again. Now, usually one of two things happen when shit like that happens. It's either A, you learn to make fun of yourself, like you learn how to make fun of it yourself, or B, you hear it so many times that you start to believe it yourself, and that's just subconsciously. You don't intentionally mean to do that, but subconsciously, it does happen. There are people who are genuinely afraid of rejection so bad that they get comfortable with the lifestyle that they don't even enjoy. Some people are genuinely afraid of the answer no. And that just has to do with confidence. Confidence is a huge part of mental health. Having the ability to be confident in yourself lays down the foundation for your mental health. Just the mere fact that you believe in yourself can boost the way that you think about shit that goes on in your daily life. But sometimes having confidence just isn't enough. Everyone has anxiety of some sort, and we all handle it differently, just like how we all handle pain differently, you know? And a lot of us don't even know how to pinpoint the exact reason as to why we feel anxious or that anxiety, and a lot of us don't even know how to handle it. And that's the issue right there. Like, because if we don't know how to handle a problem, then how can we be able to fix it? And mental health is one of those problems that you can't just ignore, because if you keep it bottled up, it doesn't make the situation any better. It makes it worse, even. And we sometimes bottle up because we feel like that we don't have anybody to talk to. And unfortunately, that is the case, and that sometimes it's right. Sometimes we don't have people that we can talk to. Sometimes we might have, not all of us are blessed to have somebody that we could talk to and don't have to worry about us being judged, you know? And that's when you go and seek professional help. But then a lot of people look at professional health as, oh, it's a weakness, or it's weak, or I don't know, I'm a crazy type of thing when you go see a psychiatrist. Nah, that's not the case. That is not, don't let society fool you to think about that, because like I said, mental health is just as important as physical health. Like, it's perfectly fine for you to ask for help, whether that be from a friend, family member, or even from professional help. That's what they're there for. That's what psychiatrists are there for. They're there to help you. They might not have your best interest at heart, but you know, you could best believe that whatever you tell them is confidential. Like, we're all human beings, and we're all interdependent of each other. Let me say that again. Like, we are all human beings, and we're all interdependent amongst each other. Speaking about how you feel is such a hard thing to do already, especially if you don't have someone close enough to you to express how you feel. One thing that I've learned is that not all shoulders to cry on have your best interest at heart. I'll say that for the people in the back. Not all shoulders to cry on have your best interest at heart. Because there are those people that you could like lean your shoulder to cry on. I mean, or they'll have a shoulder for you to cry on, my bad. But when shit hits the fan, they start throwing that shit back in your face. That shit happens on a regular basis. That shit happens on a daily basis. But that's why I said not all shoulders are, there's not all people that you should be telling your shit about. It is what it is. But like I said before, keeping all those emotions bottled up, it does not help the situation. Nobody's a mind reader. You can't keep all those thoughts in your head. Sometimes you do have to express your feeling in one way or another. Sometimes writing a book in a journal just doesn't help. Sometimes going to the gym, working out, that doesn't help either. But there's just some things that don't help, and you do need to talk. You do need to communicate. So I'm gonna say this one more time. If you can't find a loved one that you think can help you with your state of mind, then that's okay. They personally don't probably know what you're going through, or probably they can't relate. Everybody's different, you know? So they might not be able to give you a solution that you're looking for. It's perfectly fine. Seeking professional help is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of self-realization. It's a way for you to realize who you are, like for you to become whole, you know? Sometimes it's be like that. I'm the type of person that doesn't judge anyone by how they feel or act. Because even those who are racist, they're like that for a reason. Like, something must have happened that made them racist. Not that I forgive anybody who's racist, but, you know, I'm just saying that. But at the end of the day, if anyone who hears this, if you ever need like somebody to talk to, even like for some just like some minor shit, I'll be here to talk to you. You know, my DMs are always open. DMs aren't open for the ladies though. Let me say that right now. But you know, you know what I mean. I'm talking about some real shit. But If you guys have any topics that you want me to talk about, or have any questions that you want me to talk about, go ahead and shoot some DMs at me at my Instagram, on my Snapchat, on my Facebook. I mean, I sometimes don't answer messages until like 2-3 hours later, but that's just me. But I always do answer back eventually. So go ahead and send me any of those, and that's all I had to say for today. So this is your boy ABK, and thank you for entering back into the nigger room. I really do appreciate it. We out this bitch. Deuce, deuce.